Let's welcome our first two contestants, Jamie Orenstein and Claire Glass-Spiegel. Jamie, you're a federal judge.
It's true.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's the best thing about your job?
Okay, this is corny, but the best thing is like every year I swear in about 3,000 new American citizens, which is a lot of fun.
That's great. Claire, you're a huge traveler.
I am.
What is your favorite place you've been to recently?
Recently? Well, I just got back from Shanghai.
Nice.
Yeah.
Had a good time there?
A great time for my friend's wedding.
All right. Well, this first game is called Appropriately Enough, Which Came First? I'll give you a list of three things, and they might be books, movies, consumer products, companies, or people. And all you have to do is tell me which one came first. For example, if I said iPhone, iPad, or iPod, the answer is iPod.
Now, just to clarify the rules, if we name a person, we're asking about the year he or she was born. If we name a product, it's the year the product was first sold to the public. Now, the winner of this round will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.
Let's do it. Which came first? National Public Radio, National Park Service, or National Car Rental? Jamie.
National Park Service.
That is correct. Following that, it goes National Park Service in 1916, then National Car Rental, and then NPR, because obviously people renting cars and going to parks are the core audience of NPR. Which came first? Post-its, Post Raisin Bran, or the Huffington Post? Jamie.
Post Raisin Bran.
You seem certain with that because you are correct. Yeah, Post-its were like forever after that. Like 1977. That was the first Post-it. Did you know that? Now you do.
I didn't know.
Which came first? The joy of cooking, the joy of sex, or Joy Behar? Jamie.
Joy Behar.
I'm sorry.
Claire for the steal?
I'm going to guess Joy of Cooking.
Yes, that is correct. I know, it's tricky. It's tricky, but it went Joy of Cooking in 1930, Joy Behar, I'm not allowed legally to say the year, and then Joy of Sex, 1972. Which came first, Michelle Bachmann, Ted Turner, or Bachmann-Turner Overdrive? Claire.
Ted Turner.
That is correct. Which came first, Pierce Brosnan, Piers Morgan, or Pier 1 Imports? Jamie.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, that is correct. Then came Pier 1 Imports, and then Piers Morgan. Is that unbelievable? I find that unbelievable. Which came first, Fritos, Doritos, or Judge Lance Ito? Claire.
Fritos.
Fritos, yes. Fritos were 1932, a depression food. That is always how I've seen them. And then Judge Lance Ito in 1950 and Doritos in 1964. Isn't that weird that there was like 32 years between those potato chips?
Technically, they're corn chips.
Which came first, the Space Shuttle, Space Mountain, or Space Invaders? Jamie.
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain is correct. 1975. Have you ever been on that ride?
I've never been on Space Mountain.
How about you, Claire?
I have many times.
And?
I love it.
Yeah, it's a good one. Here's a little trivia about me. My mother went on that ride and everything else in Disneyland and then found out that she was 5 months pregnant with me. It worked out. Everything worked out. All right, John Chinesky, Puzzle Guru, how did our contestants do?
The contestant who came in first this time is Jamie. Congratulations, Jamie.
Thank you so much, Claire. Jamie, you'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Congratulations.
I work on metal, work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a ball. Money, money, money must be funny in a rich man's world. Money, 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 always sunny in a rich man's world. In a rich man's world.
Jonathan Coulton.